What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
What if I told you that the only way to win is by quitting the game? What if I revealed to you that the control, that thing you keep obsessing over, the one that steals your sleep, was never real to begin with? They taught you to hold on, to plan everything, to chase perfection in the middle of chaos. But what they never told you is that the tighter you grip it, the faster everything slips away. You're not exhausted because life is hard. You're drained because you keep dragging dead weight. People, expectations, outcomes, all the things that are beyond your reach. So here's your wake-up call. Control is a prison. Detachment is your weapon. The moment you stop depending on outcomes, you begin to move with a quiet kind of power. No anxiety, no unnecessary explanations, no obsession, just presence, precision, power. That's what we cultivate here. This is Stoic philosophy. We don't seek approval. We don't beg for peace. We create mental distance. We eliminate the noise. We train to become unshakable. Do you want power? Stop reacting and start observing. Let go of attachment and begin to release. The fewer things that own your mind, the more dangerous you become. Comment this now. I hold on to nothing. Nothing controls me. Let them run in circles and let them scream for control. You will sit in silence, watching, waiting. Ready to strike when the time is right. Welcome to the void. Let's begin. Number 1. The illusion of control. Control is the most dangerous illusion you ever believed in. And it's not just a lie, it's a trap. Every time you try to force an outcome, convince someone, manipulate the future, you're giving away pieces of yourself. Slowly and silently, you become a slave to everything outside of you. The weather changes and your mood crashes. Someone disrespects you and your whole day falls apart. Your plan fails and you collapse right along with it. That's not power, that's dependence. The Stoics understood this more than 2,000 years ago. Epictetus said it plainly. There is only one way to happiness. Stop worrying about things beyond your control. But this isn't just about happiness, it's about mastery. You can't lead your mind if it's being hijacked by circumstances. You can't evolve if your emotions are tied to the unpredictable. Detachment is not indifference, it's clarity. When you stop expecting life to obey you, you begin to control the only thing that ever truly mattered, your response. Most people are emotional puppets, with their strings pulled by unread messages, weather forecasts, and outcomes that didn't go their way. But when you cut those strings, when you free yourself from that illusion, you enter a new state of calm, detachment, strategic coldness. You watch the storm, but you don't get swept away by it. Comment this. My control begins where the illusion ends. That's where true power is born. In silence and stillness, in the complete surrender of everything you once thought you needed. Let them keep running after everything and you choose. Number 2. The self as the only territory. There's only one battlefield that truly matters. It's not your job. It's not your relationship. It's not your past. Not even the world around you. It's your mind. Everything else is borrowed ground. Temporary, unstable. The only property that truly belongs to you is you. But most people spend their lives trying to control what's outside instead of mastering what's within. They get frustrated when others don't behave as they expected. They fall apart when plans collapse. They suffer when someone walks away. Why? Because they never built an inner fortress. If your peace depends on someone else's behavior, you are not free. If your stability relies on everything aligning perfectly, you are not strong. You are fragile. The Stoic doesn't ask for a perfect world. They prepare for an imperfect one. They look inward, not to escape, but to grow stronger. Discipline, silence, precision. No one can touch the one who governs themselves. No one can manipulate a mind that needs nothing. Your thoughts, yours, your reactions, yours. Your silence, a weapon. That is the true edge. Most people are predictable because they react. But when you master your own territory, you become unreadable. And that is power. Don't try to control the world, control yourself ruthlessly. Comment this. I am my only territory. Everything else is noise. Build your fortress, burn the rest. Number 3. Mental control, the inner fortress. Imagine your mind as a fortress, cold, silent, impenetrable. Now ask yourself, how many back doors have you left open? How many people hold keys? How many emotions walk in uninvited? Most people don't protect their minds. They decorate them. They fill them with other people's opinions, ridiculous expectations, and unnecessary noise. And then they wonder why they crumble under pressure. Here's the truth. If your thoughts aren't under your command, then someone else is running your life. Mental control isn't about suppressing emotions or pretending you feel nothing. It's about discipline, the ability to decide which thoughts get to stay and which ones must die. That's what makes a mind strong. Not its sensitivity, but its sovereignty. An undisciplined mind is a weapon turned against itself. It overthinks. It reacts without thinking. It spirals. It clings to what's already gone. But the disciplined mind waits, observes, acts, never in haste, never from panic. When someone disrespects you, the fortress remains intact. When life throws chaos at you, the doors stay shut. You observe, you calculate. And if necessary, you respond dash. Not from emotion, but from strategy. That is the true essence of psychological mastery. Most people fling their emotions into the world like flares. You turn them into shadows. Your calm confuses them. Your silence intimidates. The less you reveal, the more control you exert. Don't be loud, be precise. Every thought must be filtered. Every reaction, intentional. Nothing gets in without your permission. That is the new standard. If a thought weakens you, eliminate it. If a person drains you, block their path. If a reaction makes you lose control, shut it down. You don't owe the world your openness. You owe yourself your sovereignty. Comment this now. My mind is a closed door. Nothing enters without my command. Don't just live within the walls, when I become the walls. You are the fortress, and from this moment on, nothing enters without your permission. Number 4. The power of not reacting. The moment you react, you lose. Think about it. Every time you flinch and explode, argue, beg, overexplain it, or chase, you are giving away your control. Reacting is submission. Most people are emotional landmines, say the wrong thing and they explode. Ignore them and they crumble inside. That's not power, that's programming. Push the right button, and they respond exactly as expected. Predictable, manipulable, fragile. But the one who doesn't react, who watches silently, calculates in real time, and only speaks when it's necessary and strategic, that person is dangerous. Because you can't read them. You can't provoke them. You can't control them. And in this world, to have command over yourself is to have power over others. When someone disrespects you, you don't flinch. When plans fall apart, you don't panic. When they try to make you lose control, you give them nothing. That silence and that inability to be read, it's not passivity, it's tactics. Not reacting is not weakness. It's leadership. You don't play defense, you observe the field, you study their moves, you analyze their intentions. And when you act, you do it with surgical precision. Most people move because they can't stand discomfort. You move because the time is right. And when you act with intention, you take control of the outcome, even when they think they're holding the reins. Reacting is a leash. Detachment cuts that leash. You stop being the puppet and become the puppeteer. This doesn't mean suppressing your emotions. It means mastering them, guiding them, turning them into tools of power. And the first step is mastering the pause. That small moment between the stimulus and your response. That's where control is forged. Speak less. Show less. Feel everything. Reveal nothing. Comment this. My pause is my power. Don't let them drag you into chaos. Make them wonder why their fire can't melt your ice. That is the power of not reacting. That is what makes you untouchable. Number 5. Strategic detachment. Emotionless efficiency. Detachment is not running away. It's not indifference. It's efficiency dash strategic coldness, emotional cleanliness. You don't detach because you don't care. You detach precisely because you do care, but you refuse to let that care become a weakness. Emotion, when not under control, is the most expensive currency in the world. And those who drain, you know this very well. They want your attention, your reaction, your energy. They want you to invest in what you can't control while they remain unshaken. But when you learn to take a step back, everything changes. Detachment is the art of a clean cut. No bleeding, no begging, no explaining. You don't argue. You observe. You don't need to prove anything. You demonstrate it. You don't cling. You correct. And when something stops serving your purpose or no longer fits your standards, you don't fight to keep it. You remove it. That's not cruelty, that's clarity. Strategic detachment means choosing where to place your energy and where not to. You're no longer dragged into emotional pits. You don't orbit anything that isn't your mission. Most people burn themselves out trying to fix what was broken from the start. You, on the other hand, walk away. You create distance. You let it collapse without blinking. Why? Because you know what they don't understand. Letting go is power. You never attach yourself to anything. You couldn't walk away from if necessary, not out of fear, but out of discipline. You stay connected, but not dependent. You engage, but you don't get consumed. You're aware, but emotionally free. That is efficiency. That's what makes you fast. When others freeze, precise, when others drown.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
It's a strange shift, isn't it? The parent who raised you needs some help, and you want to be there. With Care.com, you don't have to do it alone. Whether you're clear on the kind of care your aging loved one needs or still figuring it out, we've got support. Find background-checked in-home senior caregivers for anything from companionship to dementia care, or browse senior living communities, read reviews, even schedule a tour, plus access to safety checks to help with your peace of mind. Still not sure what's best? Our senior care advisors, who are all master's-level social workers, can help you build a plan. For a limited time, use the code LISTEN20 for 20% off your initial Care.com subscription. That's LISTEN20, all one word, good for 20% off. Start your senior care journey with confidence.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
Most people feel everything, all the time. That's why they're so easy to manipulate. You learn to feel without collapsing, to let go without breaking, to walk away without bleeding. Comment this now: I walk light, I cut clean. This is emotional minimalism, tactical indifference. You own nothing that owns you. Detach, not later. Now. Number 6, mastery through absence. Most people think power lies in making noise. They believe it's about being the loudest, the most visible, the one who's always present. But true power moves differently. True power disappears. You don't dominate by always being available. You dominate by becoming scarce. In a world addicted to attention, the one who withdraws theirs becomes untouchable. Understand this: when you pull away, mentally, emotionally, or physically, you disrupt other people's rhythm. People are used to reactions, to exchanges of energy. When you stop offering it, they're forced to face themselves. And most aren't ready for that. Silence. Silence creates space. And in that space, fear grows. They begin to wonder, why did they disappear? Did I cross the line? Are we done? Are they planning something? The truth doesn't even matter. The uncertainty is what causes the damage. That is your weapon. You don't need to fight, and you don't need to explain. All you do is vanish strategically. Your absence becomes a mirror, and what they see reflected there often terrifies them. You no longer react, no longer justify, no longer defend, no longer chase. You've stepped out of the game, and now they're playing alone. Here's what no one tells you. When you stop showing up, you stop being controlled. When you go quiet, they lose their map. They relied on your presence to feel in control. So when you take it away, they don't just lose access. They lose their advantage. This isn't pettiness, it's positioning, and positioning wins wars. Look around. Whoever chases loses power. Whoever overexposes themselves gets used. But the one who disappears, who is unreadable, unshaken, unalterable, that person isn't weak. They're operating on another level. When you choose silence, you become the storm they weren't prepared for. That tension, that uncertainty, that psychological pressure isn't accidental. It's by design. Power doesn't always knock. Sometimes it simply walks away. Comment this now: my silence rewrites the room. That's what you are now, a presence that unsettles. Even when you're not there, you haven't left. You're just operating from a higher altitude. You don't argue. You don't explain. You don't chase. You analyze. You adapt. You choose. And when necessary, you vanish. Quietly. Permanently. That's not running. That's mastery. Learn to walk away and never look back. Not because you're cold, but because you're in control. True mastery doesn't need to be seen. Sometimes, it's the shadow they can't stop thinking about. Number 7. The unreadable mind. If they can read you, they can reach you. And if they can reach you, that they can control you. That's why your mind must become a locked vault. No windows, no leaks, no signals. In a world that overshares everything, overreacts constantly, and exposes itself nonstop, silence isn't just rare. It's lethal. Want respect? Then learn to become unreadable. Your emotions are like fingerprints. Your reactions are the trail you leave behind. Your vulnerability is the blueprint others use to take you apart. But when you strip all that away, what are you? A ghost, a question mark, a mind they can't decipher. That's when you start winning, even before making your first move. Most people show too much in their words and in their tone. In their body language, they expose their insecurities with nervous laughs, their envy with disguised jabs, their desperation through endless messages. But you, you reveal nothing. Not because you don't feel, but because your emotions serve you, not the world. Your thoughts stay yours, your intentions hidden. You don't speak to be understood. You speak when it's time to move the pieces. You smile when the mission requires it. And you speak only when silence costs more than precision. You let them guess, let them misinterpret, let them underestimate you. Let them invent their own story. You don't correct them, you don't defend your character, you observe, you adapt, and you turn their assumptions into weapons. This is mental warfare, you don't need to strike. You let their imagination do the work for you. And when the moment to act finally arrives, they'll never see it coming. Because they never truly understood you. Comment this now. They won't read what I never wrote. Remember, if you want to be a mystery, stop narrating every step you take. If you want psychological freedom, stop performing for people who aren't qualified to know your mind. Power is born from silence, from watching without needing to be seen, from knowing without needing to prove. Want to be untouchable? Start by being unreadable. Number 8. The untouchable state. There's a level beyond silence, beyond detachment, beyond discipline, a place few ever reach. Not because they're incapable, but because they refuse to let go of what keeps them soft. The need for approval, external validation, emotional comfort, want to be untouchable. Then understand this. You cannot be owned by what you've already killed inside yourself. You must eliminate your need to be understood, your impulse to explain, your desperation to be seen, loved, or justified. That's the surgery, painful, precise, permanent. And after that, what remains is steel, not the kind that bends under pressure, but the kind that creates pressure just by existing. The untouchable state isn't coldness, it's strategic indifference. Toward anything that doesn't serve your mind, your code, your mission. It's not that you're immune to pain. You simply refuse to let pain lead. You're not a robot. You are a weaponized human dash, sharpened by solitude, calibrated by conflict. In this state, you no longer flinch, you lose people. You stay steady, you're betrayed, you adjust your boundaries, you're insulted, underestimated, and you respond with a silence so deep, it echoes. Why? Because reaction is surrender. And you don't give power away. They want a piece of your mind, let them earn it. They want your attention, let them find out what it costs. In the untouchable state, no one can trigger you emotionally. They can only expose themselves. That's where the shift happens. You stop being influenced and become the influence. You stop reacting and gain total control. It's not that you don't feel. You've just learned to feel. Without leaking, they can't read you. They can't provoke you. And when you speak, every word hits like a bullet. Because you've built a reputation, rooted in silence, backed by power. The Stoics called it apatheia, an unshakable mind. Modern society calls it emotionally distant. I call it dangerous, because the one who needs nothing is the only one who can't be destroyed. You become the calm within chaos, the fixed point in a world that spins out of control, the ghost they can't catch but can't stop thinking about, and that is the final form. Comment this now. My peace is not negotiable. Say it, believe it. Because in the untouchable state, you don't adapt to please. You don't lower your volume. You change the frequency. You don't follow. You lead in silence. Your emotions no longer rule you. Your past no longer defines you. And you're no longer at war with the world because you've conquered the only battlefield that ever mattered, yourself. This is the final piece. Everything before was preparation. Now we move from understanding to execution, from knowing to becoming. You've seen what detachment looks like. You've felt the power of silence. You've tasted what it means to be unreadable, unalterable, untouchable, but knowledge without action is dead weight. So here's your next step. Master yourself. Not someday, not when it's convenient. Now, that means No more emotional leaks. No more chasing those who don't respect your time. No more trying to control what was never yours. And you pull back. You lock down your perimeter. You guard your energy like the kingdom it is. And from today on, nothing gets through those gates. Without your permission. Look around. Most people live in mental chaos. Their emotions are flammable. Their identity is fragile. They lose their minds if ignored. They collapse when challenged. But you no longer move like that. From now on, your identity comes from within. You're not here to impress. You're here to build something indestructible, a mind so calm, so calculated, so disciplined, that the world adjusts to you. Mastery isn't control over others. It's total sovereignty over yourself. So choose. Will you keep reacting like the rest? Or will you disappear, evolve, and re-emerge untouchable? Comment this now one last time. I'm untouchable because I choose myself. Say it loud. Say it clearly. Burn it into your mind like a seal. Because this isn't just a phrase, and it's your new code. You no longer seek peace, you become it. You no longer desire power, you embody it. No noise, no show, no compromise. From this point forward, every move you make must come from control dash, not from need. Every silence must carry weight. Every withdrawal must be strategic. You're not here to be understood, and you're here to be unshakable. If you made it this far, you're not like the rest. Most left. As soon as it got uncomfortable, you stayed. You absorbed. You're already becoming what they fear. Calm, calculated, and complete. Now seal this. Like the episode, subscribe if you haven't. Turn on notifications. So every time we drop an idea like a weapon, you're ready. This is Stoic philosophy. We're not here to motivate you. We're here to arm your mind. Welcome to the new standard. And from now on, let them wonder why nothing can break you.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.